Heavenly Father, we pray for open ears, open hearts, and open minds. Lord, that the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, would touch us today. Remind us that we are loved. And remind us that there is a world out there that needs to know it too. Amen. Please be seated. So today we're continuing the sermon series we've been doing over the last couple of weeks, exploring the three pillars of St. Timothy's vision for ministry. The three core biblical concepts that form our sense of identity as a congregation and that shape everything that we do. And so these past weeks, we've looked at the ideas of hospitality, discipleship, and mission. How they are unique but interrelated convictions that shape who we are as a church here at St. Timothy's. And today, as we did last week, we're going to focus on the green circle, on the idea of mission, that as Christians and as God's church, we are given a calling and a purpose from God. And so we decided, for the sake of this series, to emphasize global and local mission separately, as two sides of the same coin, in a sense. And last week, Pastor Jim spoke about global mission. And I have some pretty serious issues with a lot of what you said last week, Pastor Jim. And I do, I think the pulpit is the place for airing public grievances. Here it is. As I was prepping for this week, I was thinking about the question, what is local mission? And as I was thinking, as I was preparing, I realized you did not leave me all that much left to say. Because everything that he said about global mission applies locally too. In that message, Pastor Jim said this: the call to mission is the call to allow other people to see the heart of God and his love for them in and through you. Our job is to let people know that God loves them. And the truth is that the only difference between local and global mission is where it is being done. So if I wanted to adapt that quote for local mission, for today, I might say this. You know, the call to mission is the call to allow other people to see the heart of God and his love for them in and through you. Our job is to let people in the Bay Area know that God loves them. Quote, Pastor Joe. That's pretty good, isn't it? I'm off to a good start today. You see, Pastor Jim did a great job talking about local mission, or about global mission last week, and why we value proclaiming the goodness of God to the very ends of the earth. And the reality is that we start right here. It starts here in our neighborhoods, in this city, in our schools and workplaces. And so today I'm going to talk about how we take that and apply it to our local context. How do we embark on the mission of God? How do we live out the mission that he calls us to right here, to go and make disciples of all nations, of all peoples? There's two parts of that that I want to highlight today, and they're both important. In fact, if you only have one, you don't really have the mission of God. Two things: demonstration and proclamation. Let's get into it. See, the first element of local mission is demonstration. It's showing others that they are loved by the way that we live. You see, as Christians in the Lutheran tradition, we talk a lot about salvation by grace through faith in Jesus. You're not saved by your good deeds, but because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We talk about it a lot, and rightly so, because it is true. But that doesn't mean that the way we live doesn't matter. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." You see, our actions, our deeds don't determine whether or not we're loved. Jesus didn't say, "Let it shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and see how worthy of salvation you really are." So let your good deeds shine before others so that they can glorify your Father in heaven who called you to them. We can bring glory to God and point others to the one who loves them by the way we live our lives. And right now, I want you to spend a moment in prayerful consideration on this question right now. Do you live in a way that brings honor and glory to God? Does the way you love others point them to the way that they are loved by Jesus? At work, do you treat your colleagues in a way that shows them that they're loved by God? Or your neighbors, even or maybe especially the loud ones? The ones that give you headaches. Or your peers at school. Your classmates. What about those around us and even among us who are in material need? What about those who seem to have more than they need and more than they deserve? Do you love them too? The mission of the church is to live in a way that demonstrates the love of God and exemplifies the values of his kingdom. Demonstration. Demonstrating God's love for others. As we get into the second part of local mission, I want to share with you today one of my least favorite Christian quotes. Now, I can't quite remember if I shared this with you before, so hopefully you forgot too, so it's fresh today. This is one of my least favorite Christian quotes, and in fact, it's by one of the great saints of the church. You know, if I'm going to harass Pastor Jim from the pulpit, I might as well slander a saint as well. It goes something like this. It's St. Francis. He says, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." Like, it's actually not bad. It's actually true. There's not really anything wrong with it, but here's why I'm uncomfortable with this quote. It's because I think that sometimes we might listen to something like this and use it as our excuse for withholding telling people that they are loved by Jesus because, hey, I already did the good deeds. I think that sometimes we are not a great judge of when it's necessary or not. I was having a conversation with my dad recently that reminded me of how much this really does matter. You know, for those of you who don't know, my dad, Steve, right over here, you know, probably doesn't appreciate that I called him out there, but it's because the glory is not for us, it's for him. He's a softball coach, does private softball lessons, and he was telling me about two interactions that he had with students of his. The first, he said he had a student who came in wearing a new cross necklace. And you might learn that when you pull a move like that, you're asking for a conversation about Jesus from Coach Steve. He said, I like your necklace. You know, why do you wear a cross? And she said, because it looks pretty. So he asked more. Do you know what the cross stands for? What it represents? And her answer? No, I don't. This young woman growing up right here in San Jose, you know, could be one of your classmates, one of your kids, you know, the same age as one of your kids or your grandkids. Had no idea that this symbol of the cross has anything to do with a man who lived 2,000 years ago named Jesus Christ. A man who was the Son of God, came into this world and lived a perfect life that he then laid down so that we could be redeemed and forgiven and set free. So that sinners like us could be unburdened by sin and guilt and free from that existential uncertainty that causes us to wonder what happens at the end of this life. She didn't know. One more story from the same conversation. Once again, softball lessons. Another student was having a hard time, frustrated, sad, upset, because she wasn't happy with how she played in her last tournament. She was frustrated. And my dad said, you know that you are valuable and loved regardless of how well you think you played, right? And she broke down in tears. Because maybe in that moment she didn't know. And she needed to hear. That's a good coach. You see, this all matters because we live in a culture where there are so many who don't know and haven't heard. That's why proclamation is important. Proclaiming the good news of Jesus' love for us. And it's not arguing people into the kingdom of God, showing them how wrong they are and how right we are, and dragging them kicking and screaming into heaven. But rather extending the invitation to encounter and know Christ and his immeasurable love. And yet many of us experience that call to speak the name of Jesus with a little bit of trepidation. It makes us anxious sometimes. You know, sometimes it feels like we're, you know, bringing bad news instead of good news. Not saying it's right, but it's how it feels sometimes. And sometimes it causes us to not say it when maybe we should have. Because telling others about Christ is not a burden. It's a blessing because the message of Jesus is good news, isn't it? The message of Jesus is good news. It's an invitation to know the one who came to proclaim good news to the poor, who was sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, release from darkness for the prisoners, to comfort those who mourn, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Like the song we were singing just moments ago, to turn graves into gardens, ashes into glory, all of these things. This is what Jesus came to do. And we have the opportunity to speak that over a world that desperately needs to hear it. Into a world filled with brokenness, we get to speak abundant life into a world filled with hurt. We get to speak words of healing into a world bound and captive by sin. We get to proclaim that Jesus Christ has swung the prison doors open wide and invited you to walk out in freedom. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Proclamation matters. Speaking the name of Jesus matters. Because not only is there a world out there, but there may even be folks right in this room today who don't know that you're loved, who don't know the incredible price that Jesus Christ paid to make you his treasured possession. Demonstration and proclamation. Showing others the truth, the love of God in how we live, and telling them of his great love that Jesus has for them. Or as somebody once said, the call to mission is the call to allow other people to see the heart of God and his love for them in and through you. Our job is to let people know that God loves them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, stir our hearts with a passion and a fire to let others know of your great love. Give us the peace and the calm and the confidence and reassurance that we truly are the carriers of a good message, of a message that sets captives free and brings the dead back to life. And so, Lord, may we step out in confidence. May we live lives that bring you glory and invite others to follow the one in whom we have found life, our Lord Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray, amen.